Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content of our website. You go and submit different things, stuff you find online, from YouTube videos to blog posts to news items. Whatever you think's interesting, you put it on our website, and then other listeners get to vote on how they feel about it. Do you like or dislike? Well, you decide. You vote on whatever it is you want, and then the most liked of the items will be brought to the front page of the website and promoted to the very top, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them on the air. 1-800-259-9231 is the number, though, to get your voice on the airwaves. And freetalklive.com is a place to go to get interactive with other listeners and suggest show prep, stuff like that. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
Adam.
And Mark.
Adam is here with us, special guest appearance from LibertyOnTour.com, preparing to take off on Monday morning, leaving from their home base of Keene, New Hampshire, to travel around the country, going to 13 different cities in 13 weeks. New York, Philadelphia, all across the map.
Exactly, yes. Philadelphia, Denver, San Diego, St. Louis, you know, just around the hoop and back down, ending in Miami.
And the purpose is to what?
Well, essentially, like I said, Pete and I had done a previous project called Motorhome Diaries. That was the broad search for freedom in America. Did a lot of politicians, activists, things like that, organizations, I mean. Here we want to focus on the activists, the people on the front line, you know, out there, protesting, starting their own thing, you know, radio show, blog, whatever it might be, and really embed ourselves with the local movers and shakers.
You guys have you've adorned MARV, the Immobile Authority Resistance Vehicle. That's your RV that you'll be traveling across the country, and you've adorned it with various different advertisers. Free Talk Live is on there, Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. That's on there as well, freekeen.com. All three of those are kind of my bailiwick. And then the CD Evolution Fund, we got them a nice 2x2 ad right on the door of the RV, which looks awesome, by the way. But MARV is looking good. Lots of great organizations are getting behind you on this trip.
No, yeah, exactly. A lot of principled, hardcore organizations, you know, Center for a Stateless Society, Freedom's Phoenix. I mean, the list goes on. And for those that are interested, head over to libertyontour.com/advertisers to check it out.
Very good. Let's continue here with your phone call. Steve is, I think, still waiting in Tallahassee listening to WFLA-FM. Steve, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, Steve, you're trying to make a point before you had to run off to break there. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get it out. So go ahead.
Okay, one of you guys was saying that Charles Rangel had introduced a bill every year running proposing some sort of national service program that would be like a draft type program to serve the government
To work for the feds for 2 years if you're between the ages of 18 and 42.
Right, that's crazy. But I was pointing out that, you said that it hadn't passed and he had been introducing it for a number of years, and I was pointing out that the health nationalized health care had been proposed for decades and it didn't pass until Barack Obama became president. And I would like to suggest that the level of the conflict we are engaged in is much deeper than political, that it goes to the level of the spiritual, and what is going on in this country is the attempt of those in power to substitute themselves in the place of God as sovereign over the people.
Well, that's nothing new. I mean, to pretend as though that's just now happening is, I think, a little myopic.
It's not new. It's just that the level of the attack
is
much more aggressive than it has ever been.
This is a true statement. Each presidential campaign, things keep getting worse. Each administration builds off the evil and the big government that the prior administration created. So, for instance, you know, George Bush created a much larger government, increased the size of the state dramatically, far greater than Bill Clinton ever could have dreamed, and now Barack Obama has inherited that big government, and he's going to make it even bigger. So each one makes it worse.
That's true, and so-called conservatives like to point out how good Ronald Reagan was. Ronald Reagan proposed reducing the size of government, and he increased the size of government.
By a significant percentage over the 8 years he was in office. According to Harry Brown, it was something like 69-70% that he increased it. So they say one thing, and they do another. I'm glad you called in tonight, Steve. I appreciate your call and the thoughts at 800-259-9231.
But Reagan's great for some small government quotes.
Quotes are fine.
Good good game.
Sure, it's just he didn't actually wield the veto pen very often. And what did George Bush veto, like, five bills in the...
Yeah, not until the very end there. For the first 6 years, he didn't veto anything.
So we'll continue here. Take your phone calls about what you want. You can talk about the draft if you'd like. Or no, they won't call it the draft this time. It's going to be called National Service, and it's going to be bigger than the draft because, for those of you just tuning in, the proposal is on the table, and there have been multiple proposals that have been put on the table in various different ways at the federal government, but basically the idea would be that people will have to work from a certain age to another certain age. Some proposals have been 18 to 25 for 3 months. This one that's on the table now is 18 to 42 for 2 years, but either way, they're just trying to nail down the details. It seems like it's only a matter of time before this comes about where people will be forced to work for the federal government, either in the military or in some new civilian service corps. And of course, they're trying to conflate it with volunteerism, and it's nothing like volunteerism, because volunteerism actually has actually has meaning, because you've chosen to do it. There's actually value there because it's important to you. You've chosen to do it. Whereas when you're working for the government, it's force, it's coercion, it's despicable. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Mitch, listening in Tallahassee. Oh, Mitch is gone. Let's try Rod in Tampa, listening to WFLA. Rod, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Adam, and Mark.
How you doing? I apologize. I just tuned into the show just about 15 minutes ago.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
And I tuned into the part where one of you guys said that you would not defend the country because no Iraqi or no Afghani did anything to you personally.
Well, now, wait a minute. I think you misunderstood. I think it was Adam.
That was me.
You said you would defend yourself against an attack, but you wouldn't go over and kill people.
Sure. I was implying on the wars that are going on now, like any of the reasons, that whether they're truthful or not, that anyone could give me aren't because of me or anything that I've ever done or that anyone's ever done to me, so I wouldn't choose to side with the United States and go over there and fight in this war.
Okay, so the Twin Towers coming down had nothing to do with you?
Well, no.
Because you had no one personally in the towers.
Right. I mean...
Well, let's say your dad died in the 9/11 attacks.
Sure. I mean, I guess I would want to know the truth, the whole story, what would go on, and then maybe I would want some sort of justice, or if there was still like an implied.
How many Iraqis attacked the Twin Towers?
I don't know.
I don't know the total number.
None. Why didn't we invade France? I mean, Iraq had nothing to do with the Twin Towers. This was the line. This was the bullcrap that we were fed all along. I remember listening to Glenn Beck. They were talking about Saddam Hussein having this fuselage of a 747 to train these guys how to do this stuff. They never showed any pictures of this terrorist training camp. It's a bunch of crap.
But they were a piece of the puzzle because they were funding Al-Qaeda.
What? Saddam Hussein wasn't funding Al Qaeda. He was at war with Al Qaeda.
The U.S. federal government.
The U.S. government was funding Al Qaeda back in the 80s. Al Qaeda is a creation of the CIA. You want to attack the CIA?
Well, maybe we should have, but I'm talking about
now.
I'm talking about 20 years ago.
Well, they created them. They the CIA. Look, the fact is,
no matter how they got created, they're there.
Right. Osama bin Laden, he was paid by the CIA. He was on their payroll. So was Saddam Hussein. So was Manuel Noriega. Isn't it weird how the United States government creates all these people and then at some point or another sends the young people of America to fight and die because of the messes that they've made? At what point do we say we don't want any more of this crap?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you say that they created all these? So what should we do? Just sit with our hands underneath our butts?
They are doing whatever they want. They're in charge.
The United States federal government are the real terrorists, sir. They're the ones that are out there stealing money from people, killing people around the world, threatening people here at home, and hurting people on a regular basis. They're the ones intimidating and threatening. They're the ones that are using terror. So to answer your question as to what should be done, I would say not cooperate. No longer pay them any money. Don't give them any of your obedience. And don't bow down and kiss their boots anymore. They're just a bunch of strange men and women who want to enforce their way upon you with the threat of violence. And I, for one, have had about enough of it.
Nobody's saying that the government is doing everything correctly, but...
No. I don't care what they do. I don't care what they do. Anything they do, I oppose, because it's being done by coercion. It's being done by force. and I find that unacceptable.
Country, would you be able to do your radio station in a different country?
That's an irrelevant question, and we can come back and talk about it if you'd like here. I'll explain why it's irrelevant. It's the old, we've got the best cancer in the world argument. More coming up here, 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free on the website, including listening options, live streams around the clock. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live for free, of course, at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also find out about our webcam and our listen lines that can allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance also 24/7. listen.freetalklive.com. And HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates, and use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. So, free month when you use our coupon code FTL. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. HostGator.com. As we continue here, I think Rod is still with us. Rod in Tampa, listening to WFLA. Rod, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, very good. You know what?
Now,
go ahead.
My original call was about the draft.
Yes, sir.
And when you stop all the finger pointing, we still have to defend the United States of America.
Who's we?
The citizens of America.
The citizens of America have to defend the United States. Now, when you say the United States, do you mean the plot of land known as the United States or the federal government?
Our borders. We got to protect our land, our freedom.
And what do you propose to do that?
Well, what I'm saying is the gentleman that said he wouldn't fight, if we had a whole country full of those, how long do you think you would be free?
I think you misunderstood, and we attempted to clarify it for you, but let me see if I can clarify here. Adam had said, and I agree with him on this, that if someone were to invade his land, then it would make sense to, you know, use force to fend them off. But he did not want to go, and I do not want to go, and I don't think Mark wants to either, to go and fight other people in other countries around the world because some politician said so.
Yeah, and that's been going on for a while, too. But my point is, if it comes down to somebody who's given us like a threat, like a career or somebody of that nature, isn't it best to take it to them, or should we wait till they come?
Well, first of all, Korea...
First
of all, the United States has never left Korea. They're still there, as a matter of fact. So when you say take it to them, that may be one of the reasons why you feel threatened by them, because they may feel a little threatened by the fact that the United States federal government is right across the border from them in South Korea. Now, look, I'm not defending what North Korea does. I think it's a horrible place to live, and it's a crazy place, no doubt about that. But the United States federal government getting involved in other countries' business around the world has created enemies, and then they use those enemies as an excuse to make the government larger and the military larger, and they make government bigger and more expensive and more intrusive than
and
ever.
Tax the crap out of all of us.
Exactly. It's a textbook blowback. I mean, the meddling in everyone else's affairs is why, and this is the person who was talking about the 9/11 call or Twin Towers. That's exactly what that is. I mean, if we weren't...
It's blowback.
Exactly. It's if we weren't... over there building armies and
you mean
bases.
They, the government, because I'm not
excuse
there.
Excuse me, yes. If they aren't over there building these bases and things, then the other people wouldn't be trying to harm us as well in these quote-unquote terrorist attacks.
Now, Rob, you brought up right before we went to break, I want to make sure I address this. You said, well, something about would you be able to do your radio show in other countries? What were you trying to get at there?
Well, we have freedom in this country. You and other countries, they don't have the freedom.
Try not paying your income tax. Try walking down the street with a joint in your hand. See if you've got freedom.
Well, I'll try that in other countries too. You're missing the point.
You're making a comparison. It's like me coming to you with a you know some kind of skin cancer and you've got bladder cancer. And I say, ha 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 ha, my cancer is better than your cancer. We both have cancer, dude. The fact is, tyranny is awful, and you need to identify it that way. You don't smear yourself in it and say, hey, isn't this wonderful? It's not.
Right. So what you're basically, what I hear you saying, Rod, is that well, you believe that we're free because in comparison to some other places around the world, this particular slave plantation has a few more freedoms. And that may be a true statement, although in other ways it's not true because Hong Kong wins time and time again in the most economically free, the measures of the metrics of the most economically free countries in the world by both the Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative organization, and the Free the World organization. Both of those organizations on a yearly basis name Hong Kong over and over again.
And the United States has been slipping.
The number one freest place economically. So it's not even a true statement anymore that the U.S. is the most free place. It's nonsense.
Let me ask you this then.
Yes, sir.
I'm not happy with everything that's going on either. But if America is so bad, why are people coming here, and why aren't people like yourself that think it's so bad leaving here?
I can answer that question for you. First of all, it's not as bad still as the rest of the world. If you look at the Economic Freedom of the World reports, you'll see that America usually ranks between like 7th and 13th place in the world. So that means there are probably a couple hundred other countries that are worse than the United States. There are about 5 or 6 that are better on most of the charts than the U.S. as far as economic freedom. So we're not talking about social freedoms, because Singapore is the number 2 most economically free country, but it's not the most socially free. So to answer your question is that there are a lot of countries where people would like to come from because it's worse there. And why is it that people like us haven't left the United
right.
States?
The fact that we suggest improvements doesn't mean that we hate the United States. I mean, the guy who created the fuel injection system for the car, it's better than a carburetor. But Bosch didn't hate cars. He didn't hate Mercedes-Benz because he made a suggestion on how to make it better.
Right.
I'm just suggesting
that the land of the free
actually should resemble that statement.
Yeah, we really need to have real freedom here.
And you don't get
freedom
by going around the world and kicking other people in their shin and then fighting it out with them.
And my idea for getting freedom isn't to just run off to another slave plantation, because that's really all I would be doing, is I would be running to another slave plantation where there would be a master there and they would have a different set of rules and a different set of taxes and all of that. I pretty much know how this plantation works, so I'm going to stay here and I'm going to get together with some of my other slaves here in New Hampshire. We're going to gather some of the upset slaves from around the country and around the world, going to bring them here to New Hampshire, and we're going to cut our chains off, and we're going to set ourselves free. So we are actually doing something, and I did leave Florida, where I lived for my entire life for 26 years, was born and raised down in Sarasota, Florida, and I did leave to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So, no, I'm not leaving the so-called United States, but I did leave Florida because I didn't see any chances for freedom down there, and I see plenty of chances up here. Adam is getting ready to go on tour around the country to meet up with other liberty-minded people, and one of the things you're going to be doing is you're going to be speaking about your experiences here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely, yeah, and everything that you just said is, you know, true, and, you know, I think I'm going to be off here in the next segment, but before I go, that's just it, man. New Hampshire is where it's at, and if people are really looking to take their level of involvement to a place where they feel that it's actually making improvements and steps forward towards freedom, New Hampshire's where it's at.
Rod, does that answer your question?
I'm hoping you guys don't think that we got freedom with this administration.
What are you talking about? There's no freedom
in
America.
It's not us and them, man. It's not about who you vote for. When you get the Republicans in and later on this year, and that's what's going to happen, you're not going to be free then either. The Republicans and the Democrats both grow the government. Forget that paradigm. It's not going to save you.
The government's only nature is to grow. They only can measure themselves by tax dollars taken in, things spent, and other things assumed.
Yeah, maybe you missed the part of the show earlier when we were talking about how each administration grows off of one another. They use the government they create within the last administration to create more government on top of that, and so on and so forth. So, of course, we don't think this administration is freedom. There's no freedom in America, and there hasn't been for a long time. Thanks for the call. It just keeps getting worse. 800-259-9231. That's why I support secession. Screw America. It's Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale prices.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Most people have been talking about the draft here tonight, or what they'll be calling national service, if it comes about, wherein they will force every American between a certain arbitrary age range to work for an arbitrary amount of time for the federal government. You're welcome to share your thoughts on that or bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Now, we're doing something unusual tonight for a Saturday show. Normally during the week, we tend to have a third person in on the program to give the show a little bit of flavor, change up the viewpoints a little bit. And normally we don't do that on Saturdays, but tonight I've made an exception because, well, Pete and Adam are getting ready to leave. They're getting ready to leave New Hampshire again.
We'll miss you guys.
It has been a lot of fun, though, having you guys here. Pete Ayer joins us tonight from LibertyOnTour.com.
Hey, hey.
So it's been a lot of fun not only having you on the show occasionally, but also you've been kind of camping out here in MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, here at the LRN.FM studios. And it's just been a blast. Plus, we've got the Keen Nightcaps that you guys kicked off a few weeks ago that have turned into an incredibly popular social event on a nightly basis here in Keene, with people openly consuming alcohol and cannabis and just having a good old time down in the local park in the center of town. So I guess you guys have a couple more nightcaps before you head out on Monday morning.
That's right. Yeah, we'll make it to two more. And it's been great being in New Hampshire. It really has. Both of us love it here, and there's a lot of good people, and I know people are probably getting tired of us just hyping this place up, but whether you're in Keene or Grafton or Manch or wherever you go, just come to New Hampshire, check out the different spots and see where you best fit, see what crew you like and what kind of activism is more your flavor, and it's here in New Hampshire. So
yeah, whatever kind of liberty activism you're interested in, you will find it here, and there's so many great people. Hundreds of folks have moved here as part of the Free State Project. We'll tell you more about the Free State Project here in a little bit. Also, LibertyOnTour.com, if we get a chance, we'll talk more about that, too. Of course, we're going to take your calls about anything. But first,
Jurisdictionary.com. It is a step step-by-step explanation of how to use and access the American judicial system, and you can do it without an attorney. It works for plaintiffs, it works for defendants, it works in all the state and federal courts. It was designed by a doctor of jurisprudence to explain to you how to protect yourself from other members of his profession. It's very affordable. It's less than the cost of a single hour with any good lawyer. It's jurisdictionary.com. It'll explain to you how to control evidence, how to use procedure rules, all of it. Jurisdictionary.com. I've used the course, and it's great.
All right, so I want to clarify before we go on. You're right, Mark. You called me out after we went off the air, and I said I support secession. Screw America.
Yeah,
that's more clear.
Crappy when you do that.
Screw the federal government. Screw the United States of America. That's the federal government, and
well,
I have no interest in that.
You know, people have this attachment. I have this attachment to the red, white, and blue, the flags, the eagles, the songs, the pledges.
It's nationalism is what you're talking about.
But there's an emotional attachment to it, and there's no reason to kick sand in that, because those things are fine in and of themselves. The problem is that the government, the United States, you know, long ago was hijacked by evil men that wished to use it for their you know, benefit. And, you know, many people have...
You'd say that was true from the very beginning.
Many people have served on, you know, in the military, and they take it very, very personally. And most people take it very personally when you say bad things about sort of the ethereal United States-ness. I'm not talking about Washington, D.C. You could say, screw Washington, D.C., and I think the vast majority of people would agree with you. I'm all for the states, the several states splintering off. I don't think that
it can't happen soon enough. Let's go to the
phones.
I don't
think we need the federal government for anything, but
Kathy,
I don't think that kind of language
is on the line.
Anything.
Charleston, you're Kathy in Charleston listening to WSEFM. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are y'all doing this evening?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight, Kathy?
Good. Y'all was calling about the screw America thing also, basically, and I understand what you're saying now, basically screw the government. And, you know, I'm not happy with our government either, but I'm proud to be an American. I think we're totally different from, you know, a lot of the other individuals in the country.
We're totally different.
Yeah. Who's different than the other people in the country? What do you mean?
Well, I meant just our standards, like Iraq for resistance when they had Saddam Hussein in there. There was no freedom of speech there. If you didn't say what they liked, they'd cut your tongue out, basically. You know, that it was just totally socialized over there. And, you know, if we were in that type of condition, I would hope that someone would come over and help us.
Well, that sort of thing has happened here in what's called the U.S. before, the Alien and Sedition Acts, and, you know, to people who self-describe as anarchists.
During the Civil War when Abraham Lincoln threw people who were in the press in jail cells.
Yeah, I understand.
And
you know,
when you say they came over and helped, certainly there were Iraqis that were helped by it, but let's not forget that 250,000 of them have sort of died in the aggression that went on that was the Iraq War. So those people and their families don't feel helped. They feel dead.
Yeah, but what about the ones that are now there, that their country's thriving, you know? And they
their country isn't. Their country was doing really well from a financial standpoint prior to that. I agree that Saddam Hussein, who the United States got out of prison and put in charge of Iraq, so the United States caused the problem and then went in there and solved it. And that's what happened with Iran. The United States installed the Shah, and then there was a rebellion, and now we're rattling the saber on Iran. It's amazing how, when you look at the history, how the United States government's fingers is in every single one of these pies already, and then we sort of get introduced into it, you and I get introduced to it through the media, like, oh my God, they did something terrible, and of course they did, but generally what the people in the Middle East are doing is reacting to intervention from the Western world.
Right, we're coming over there basically telling them how to run their country when we pretty much set it in motion.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing about this is if you feel like these people should be helped, you know, given aid in some capacity or another, that's great. But give of your own money. Don't put a gun in your neighbor's head and force them to give. Because what if, you know, if you're making a case that it's okay that the U.S. government went into Iraq this time, what if next time a group of people get together and say, hey, let's go into country X or country Z, and you're not for that, yet you just legitimize the system by saying that it's okay that it was done this way?
Yeah, I mean, I try to, you know, I want to support our soldiers who are over there, you know, fighting and dying for, I guess, our freedom and their freedom. even
yeah,
though,
that's
you
the
know,
PR, Kathy, but it's not really
yeah.
true, is it? Because if they
right.
were fighting for freedom, then there would be some freedom that would be gleaned from all this. But what, in point of fact, they're doing is they're fighting for the whims of politicians, and
yeah.
the politicians aren't interested in what you or I
they
want.
The politicians are interested in what their means, whatever their goals are. And they use the military to get what they want, and they don't mind if soft bodies of young men catch hard bullets.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen. If by support you mean that I want those guys to live and prosper and have good lives and come home, yes, that's what I want.
Yeah,
if support means that I want them to, kick in doors and shoot civilians, which is happening far more. That's what these WikiLeaks papers are saying. It's happening. A lot of civilians are getting killed in Afghanistan, and people are over there are upset about it, understandably.
Right, and look at the last 100 years. I mean, look at what the military people have been doing. They've been fighting a lot of wars. They sure as heck have been doing a lot of fighting out there, but I don't see any increase in freedom. In fact, freedom has been on the decline over time. The government has gotten larger over all of these years.
In the United States.
In the United States, the government has gotten more intrusive, more oppressive, and more expensive than it ever has. And the whole time, the troops have been fighting for freedom.
The founding fathers were scared to death of a standing military. Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, all these guys that wrote these seminal documents that we have, these guys were scared of a standing military. And you never get taught that in school.
And if you think about the implications of having this massive military-industrial complex, what happens to all this hardware, all these personnel? You know, the police departments here in the U.S. internally have definitely become more militarized. The use of raids, the use of aggressive tactics against peaceful people have increased. The war on drugs has ramped up. So there's implications here at home as well. So,
Kathy,
our country's a wreck. It's not safe to go in the streets. You know, everybody's getting robbed, murdered, raped.
The government robbing people, too. Thank you so much for the – Kathy, I appreciate hearing from you. I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. So it seems like that for all the fighting that's been done in the name of so-called freedom, there hasn't been much freedom achieved from that, huh? Seems kind of the reverse. The more the government seems to fight and kill people in wars around the world, the less free we become.
The government here grows because that's what you have to have. To have a big military, you have to have a big government.
So 800-259-9231, that is the number.
I'm not an isolationist. I'm a non-interventionist.
Yeah,
I think that people around the United States should be able to trade and sell and buy and trade and marry and travel around all they want.
That's what freedom is
about.
It's
the government going, putting military bases in 130 nations. Is it 130 nations around the world?
At least.
More than 700 military bases? It's crazy.
Pete Ayer is with us here tonight as a special guest host from LibertyOnTour.com. We're going to come back with more. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature.
A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, just a quick update on the Shire Society Declaration. Pete, were you a signer of the Shire Society Declaration?
Yes, I was.
You were. Okay, Mark was the only one in the room who didn't sign it. You can go to freekeen.com, and you can now see the signed versions of the Shire Society Declaration. This is what happened live during Free Talk Live Saturday edition during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We had something like, I haven't counted the signatures, but probably about 100 people signed two very large Shire Society Declaration documents, essentially declaring their independence from the coercive, violent society of the government and forming and creating and joining the consensual society known as the Shire Society. And a lot of people have been asking about that. We have not yet set up a website that allows anybody to sign online, but that's what's coming. Down the line, we're going to take these PDFs. They've been turned into a PDF, and they're beautiful, thanks to Puke and Meg and Sam. They put these together, some of the activists here in the Keene area. They put these PDFs together. Puke's photographer, he brought out his awesome digital camera, this really high-res camera. They set up some lighting, and they really made this document look very nice. So you can go and see that. Grab the PDF over at freekeen.com, and you know, stay tuned. We will let you know when finally a website launches that has some sort of digital signature option. That's in the future, but for now you can go and grab the PDF of what was, I think, a pretty historical moment in the freedom movement. So head over to freekeen.com. You can grab that. We go to your phone calls about what you want. Pete Ayer is with us here from Liberty On Tour at libertyontour.com. Let's continue with your calls. David is with us, listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to WKBK. Hello, David.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
This is what I was going to say. Regarding the draft, I think it may very well be a good thing and could yield some good results.
How so? Why?
Because if it's a draft, then that will connect the American people much more so to the war and bring it home to them and perhaps cause an uprising to an extent of objectivity to object to the war and perhaps be the beginning of the ends of the stupid wars we're in.
Well, you know, one would have right. Okay, I've heard this line.
Claims.
Right, I've heard this line of thinking, and I get it. But that didn't work for Vietnam. All they did was stop the draft. So I mean, you know, the Vietnam War ended in the 70s, and you know, there was a short period of peace, but it didn't make it for a full decade before Jimmy Carter goes into Iran with the helicopters, which I sort of understand why he would have done that.
You know what I would like to see, David, is folks not speaking out against this bill in specific and just saying, oh, this is a terrible bill and da-da-da-da, and like allocating their time and their resources to working through the political system to defeat this bill. I just want folks to go out there and say, hey, look, these other people over there don't have any right to tell me or you where to go. You know, they don't have any right to you. That's slavery. And just like make the claim across the boards that these kind of things never happen so that people learn, you know, that they own themselves.
Yeah.
David, I understand where you're coming from here, but it seems to me to be quite the price to pay, because if you institute a draft, people are going to get drafted, and they're going to go sent over to be killed. So how many people are you willing to have perish in order to end the war?
Well, this is just like some glimmer of one has to look for hope where
I see you're trying to find the silver lining.
It's like a hopeless situation, it seems like.
I see. You're trying to find the silver lining in a desperately poor situation.
Exactly.
I gotcha. I appreciate that. I appreciate the optimism, but I don't think that – I'm just not one of those people that supports moving more closer to tyranny, that I could not support more tyranny in order to end tyranny. I understand that some people would point out that in order to wake Americans up, they're going to have to taste – you know, the sword of the state in their the tip of the sword in their back or something like that, or find out what it's like to have the state aggress against them or one of their friends. And I think that's true for a lot of people, but that doesn't mean I could possibly get behind advocating the expansion of the state in order to have people experience that violence. And I thank you for the call tonight.
Another thing, an explanation I've heard for the draft is, well, then the rich people would have to get drafted just like the poor people. And that's the funniest one, right? Like the idea, right. Really, really, do you? Is that what
like
you
George
think
Bush's daughters or Barack Obama's daughters?
Sure, yeah. I mean, even if they do, they're going to get some assignment that's going to be unlike whatever it is that you've got to do. I mean, what George Bush got assigned to Alabama during the Vietnam conflict? You know, protecting the skies of Alabama, and not even very well. Didn't even like show up for it. So I mean, that's how it's going to be. People never, ever, ever expect that you can get the rich people to have to live like the rest of us. They don't. That's the problem with this big, powerful government in the first place. People believe, the Democrats mostly, believe that you can use this big, powerful government to somehow even the playing field. Please, have you ever seen an instance in history where power doesn't reside with the rich? I mean, whenever there's power, the rich always get it. The idea, kill the power. Then you won't have the rich after
it. There you go. Let's go to Lee, listening in St. Pete. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lee. Lee?
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight? Hey there.
How you guys doing?
You're on the air, Lee. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm right now being a slave for our government. As I'm currently working, as they call it now, that nowadays, present-day slavery.
What does that mean?
I have on my mind that it's simple. Why we go to wars, it fattens already rich people's pockets with more money, because all those companies need to make money. All those warring companies, Halliburton, all the other ones, Bell and Howe, that make the helicopters. And so there's your answer simply. It's all profiteering, war profiteering.
Yeah, the military-industrial complex, you're absolutely right about that. Because if it were about stopping the so-called enemy, they could have just hired, you know, some badass sniper mercenary types to go in and take out Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein or whatever.
Blackwater had taken care of that for you real quick, and wouldn't have done it for I think they're on to $3 trillion
for these two efforts. You could have put a bounty up of a few billion dollars and had one of Saddam Hussein's right-hand men turn them in.
Maybe they wouldn't, but if you would have just cut the chain on some of these mercenary groups, I'm sure they would have been fine.
But my point being, Mark, if you were to put up a few billion dollars as the bounty on the bad guys you supposedly want to get, somebody's going to go ahead and cash in on that.
One of the things they did with the bounty is they didn't allow Americans to go after it. I mean, they made it illegal for Americans to try to collect the bounty. So they did put up a small bounty comparative to what they spent on these wars, but they didn't allow Americans to go after and collect on it.
Right. So the fact that they didn't do that is shows.
Can we guys please not call these wars anymore? They are what they are. They are occupations. The longest lasting war is actually the Korean War, which is still, we are still at war with Korea. We have an armistice. We don't have a war that's actually stopped. So we are
at
war with North Korea.
Yeah, well, of course, as Mark points out, that none of this is a war because they didn't declare any.
The last war that was declared was World War II, so it's really confusing.
Exactly. Now we're just talking about legal terms, though. I mean, really, we're just talking about a legal definition.
Right. When you're out there with a you know, an army helmet on and some body armor and there's bullets zinging by your head, it feels like war, though.
Hey, Lee, I want to thank you for the call. Thank you for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue. I believe Art is with us, also listening to WFLA in Tampa. Hello, Art. Art, you got to turn down your radio when you're on hold. That way you can hear when we actually pick up the phone.
He's like wandered off to the kitchen to do dishes or something.
Right, instead of having to wait for the 7-second delay or however long it is to actually catch up. Art, are you there? Art going once. Art going twice. Let's put Art back on hold. Maybe he'll listen to all that here in a moment and figure out exactly what went wrong there. Let's continue with Robert listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys, for taking
on your
my
mind?
Call.
No problem. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to ask you, and I, you know, I don't want to take a lot of time here, but just preface, I definitely agree with some things you say, and then probably disagree with others. And admittedly, I come at things as a Christian with a biblical worldview, so I'm probably going to differ from you on some different things. But just to get your opinion, what do you believe that the federal government, and I don't know if I should say federal government or at the state level, should be allowed to do? For example, is one of the roles of government to, quote-unquote, restrain evil. For example, child molesters, put them in prison, put them on trial.
Would you
murder.
Say, before you go on with that, would you say that it's evil to steal from people?
Well, of course. It's one
well,
of
then by that definition, then it's impossible for the government to restrain evil because they have to do evil in order to exist.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And I'm a big proponent of extremely limited government. And, you know, making it to the point where there's nothing to gain by someone serving within the government.
I'll tell you what, I'd like to get into this a little deeper with you, if you don't mind. Hang on. We'll bring you back here after the news. What is it? And we'll go around the panel here, and y'all can answer this question. Pete Ayer with us here tonight from LibertyOnTour.com. What is it the government should do, if anything? And I highlight the if anything in my version of the question. Hour number 3 is on the way next, and maybe we'll also get Art's, Robert's answer to the question, too. What's your favorite government program? Think about that one, Robert. More coming up.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumiThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumiThinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.